sunny Sunday afternoon, the Melody Catalpa neighborhood in North Boulder is painting a mural they've been planning over the past year. The neighborhood has decided to paint the 24-foot circular mural on the street at the intersection of 16th and Kalmia Streets, a busy four-way stop. Marilyn Holmes is the founder of the art organization MOI, soon to be called Creativity Alive, and helped plan the event. She describes the design of the mural.
It has catalpa leaves in it from the catalpa trees in the neighborhoods, bees because it's a bee-safe neighborhood. It'll have musical notes because it's melody, catalpa. It has the mountains in it, the sky, the clouds. It really is a reflection right back at Boulder of what this neighborhood is.
Today, Melody Catalpa is having a block party complete with local musical acts and a food truck to celebrate the new art. Holmes says that everyone is getting involved with painting.
We have a whole bunch of neighbors, probably 75 or 100 neighbors, have come out for this event. And many of them are just picking up a paintbrush and painting a bit. Some of them are diving in and painting a lot. Natasha Delgado has started the mural and has been given the outlines and then assigned it paint by number segments so that anyone can pick up a brush, that color of paint, and paint it. We have kids from Natasha's art tank, her after-school art program, who helped with the design and who are just diving in and painting it. We have adults, we have moms with babies, we have elders. An entire neighborhood is coming out to help paint this mural.
Natasha Delgado is a resident of the neighborhood. She runs an after-school art tank for children and designed the street mural. She describes her experience at the event.
Everyone seemed really excited and also intimidated because the work was pretty intricate. But if you look at what's happening right over there, it's coming along. It's incredible. And everybody, here's my mother. Everybody who participated, we're neighbors, which is what I love. Dozens of neighbors picking up brushes here and there, children. I think I saw a two-year-old out there, which was just precious. And that's how the color is getting laid down. And it's a paint by number, so as I was drawing in the lines, I was also marking with numbers that correlate with colored paint. And it's just been great.
Holmes explains the benefits of street murals like this one go far beyond just adding beauty to the neighborhood.
Street murals, especially at busy intersections, are known to help slow traffic down. This is an intersection where traffic just flies through. There are stop signs that people run or slow down for but don't really stop. It's something of a throughway between 19th Street and Broadway. So this is probably the busiest intersection in the Melody Catalpa neighborhood. So among other things, we are hoping that it will slow traffic down. People will stop. They see there's something beautiful. This is a place where people live and create art and contribute. It's also a beautiful way of reclaiming public roads as a neighborhood asset. No longer do you just sort of ignore the road and the blacktop that's always there, but it's like, that's ours. We created that, and it will be there for a long, long time. It really creates a lasting bond among the neighbors. And even when new neighbors move in, they see, oh, this is some place that people care about. They create beauty. It invites people to drop into community instead of just the park and drive kinds of neighborhoods that so much of America is full of.
Delgado chimes in.
My hope is that, for one, we never forget this day, because it's important for us as human beings to engage with one another in ways that are just amazing. And two, definitely influencing the traffic that happens here. It is really, truly a problem sometimes. And we've got children just, not too far from here at that park. So I am hopeful to see that this big popping mural is at least going to hold people accountable to slow down enough to look at it, and that this inspires people to do more of this all over Boulder.
Dora Schlossberg was a student in Delgado's after-school art program until graduating high school this year. She has been helping with the mural all day and describes her goals for it.
I think it's just really fun to have a mural in our neighborhood, just like bring back the art to Boulder, Also, just it's really fun, like having everyone have had a piece in it in our own neighborhood, so everyone can like walk by and be like, oh, I painted that part. And also just I drive through this intersection every day, and it'll just be really fun to see.
Holmes says she hopes another benefit the public art will have is to inspire more like it.
Murals that are outside, paintings, sculptures, anything, any kind of public art, I think, just inspires art. It inspires art inside and outside. So I would say anything the city can do to encourage it, to make the process easier, to make the permitting process for street murals easier, to help document it, to just have a fund dedicated to things like this, would make it so much easier.
For KGNU, I'm Sarah Dalgleish.